UN report highlights need to combat human trafficking. A recent report from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime highlighted the extent of human trafficking around the world. Every other year, the UN releases data about the global reach of human trafficking, including trafficking for sexual exploitation, labor, or other reasons. The most recent data covers 2022 and notes that, quote, trafficking of girls for the purpose of sexual exploitation is recording an alarming increase in many regions in the world, end quote. The real rates of human trafficking are ultimately unknown because of the hidden nature of this crime. The UN report focuses on the number of victims detected and the number of convictions made. Of course, more victims being detected could mean better enforcement rather than more actual trafficking. Still, comparing 2019 and 2022, the number of trafficking victims detected globally increased by 25%. In the same time frame, the number of child victims increased by 31%. There's no specifically Canadian data, but for the North American region, Canada, US, and Mexico, the following numbers emerged. Between 2019 and 2022, there was 28% fewer convictions for human trafficking, even though detection of victims rose by 78%. Of those trafficked, 56% are women and 25% are girls. Sexual exploitation is the main reason for trafficking at 69%. 3/4 of trafficked people are trafficked domestically, that is, within the same country rather than between different countries. The extent of sexual exploitation throughout North America once again shows the need to combat all forms of sexual exploitation. While the report does not discuss what leads to sex trafficking or what forms it takes, consider two key factors. Human trafficking is closely linked to prostitution and pornography, both of which generate demand for sex trafficking. The National Human Trafficking Hotline in the United States reports that although the reason for sex trafficking is unknown in 51% of cases, pornography is the most known reason at 11%, followed by various forms of prostitution. While some of the worst forms of pornography are illegal in Canada, there is very little effort from the government to decrease demand for it. Even aside from illegal pornography, though all pornography promotes harmful views and behaviors, pornography can cause addiction and distorts perceptions of sexuality. It objectifies women and is increasingly linked to violent behavior and sexual abuse. Despite its negative impact on those viewing pornography, those depicted in pornography, and on society as a whole, Canada permits all forms of pornography to remain accessible. Canada needs stronger laws and enforcement around pornography if we want rates of sex trafficking to decrease. Canada's prostitution law, on the other hand, is a good law that prohibits purchasing sex and seeks to end demand for prostitution, recognizing the need to protect people from objectification and commodification. Prostitution is always sexual exploitation, dehumanizes women, and leads to an increase in sex trafficking. The impact of prostitution is not just on prostituted women, but on all women and girls. Jurisdictions with legalized prostitution see higher rates of sex trafficking to meet increased demand. The law must be robustly enforced to decrease demand for prostituted victims of human trafficking. We can continue to advocate for better laws and enforcement from the federal government. ARPA Canada sent an updated policy report on pornography to MPs in 2024, as well as a newly updated report on prostitution earlier this year. We can pray that parliamentarians will take these issues seriously and seek to reduce levels of human trafficking and sexual exploitation in the country.